Shanti. Welcome to the experiential session, Calming Upheaval in the Mind, with Brother Ken. And also welcome our online participants. May I ask, who does not know Brother Ken? Everyone knows Ken. I knew this. So, Brother Ken is our dear senior brother from Brazil, and originally he is from Australia, and he got knowledge in London, 75, and I think you went directly to the Murli, right? So it's not the way how we do it. We go through course. He went directly into the depths of Gyan. So he is a very precious jewel of Baba. And that's why I'm not gonna give you all the details, what he is doing in the Yagya, because he is doing so much. But mainly the role, what he is playing, is the coordinator of Latin America. And something what I would like to share about him, when he was visiting in Finland, then I had honor to get to know him a little bit better. And I'm so much valuating how he has such a sharp and deep intellect. So he's able to go into the subtleties of Baba's Gyan. But in the same time, he is very creative. He is a spiritual artist. He is the author of many books. And also he is singing and playing guitar, etc. So I'm very sure that you are going to love this session. So warm welcome, Brother Ken.
Thanks so much, Sister Ella. I came this morning from Shantivan. Very beautiful to drive up in early morning. It was still a little bit dark, but very beautiful. Some problem with translation, is it? It's okay? Okay. No. Which language? Espanol. Translation not available. So what do they do? Y si yo hablar en español y que la gente recibe la traducción de inglés, no sé que no tenemos esta estructura. I'm just saying that, do you want me to speak in Spanish? And of course they said yes. But then there is a problem with the English. Is it being resolved? Can someone tell me? Oh, to watch online. Oh dear. This is a chance to go beyond upheaval in the mind. Es una oportunidad de ir más allá del tumulto de la mente. Brother, so what to do? Ah. the traductor, the translator hadn't arrived. Oh, that's why. So let's just become calm. Vamos manter a calma. Upheaval is something that is superficial. Tumulto é algo superficial. Ustedes têm que me informar se começa a tradução, I'm just asking them if they're listening, because there's quite a lot here. ¿Cuántos de ustedes hablan español? Oh, okay. It's about 20, 30, right? Okay? Yeah, okay. So this is a good example. In real time, to show us how superficial really is upheaval. The soul doesn't have a language. The language of the soul is silence. Therefore, the languages of the body are related to the body. The languages are connected also with body consciousness. And where we limit ourselves, actually. I was in Goa once, and there were riots, protests due to language. Is that Prashant sitting there? Looks like, yeah? No, it's not. Looks a little bit like Prashant by. So I went there with Brother Prashant. He's originally from Goa. And he wanted me to meet his parents with. His parents spoke Portuguese. It was a Portuguese colony. And there were several talks also organized. But when I arrived, there were riots, you know, violent protests. And it was all due to the language. Because the local language is called Konkani. Konkani. And they hadn't reached the state where they were wanting to write it, because there was the changes since the colony days. They wanted to change. So the riot was, should we write our language in Roman script, like A, B, C, D? Or should we write our language in Devanagari, which is the Hindi sort of writing? Bah, 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 bah. And, you know, if they had remembered that the language of the soul does not include either Roman writing or Devanagari writing or Konkani or Portuguese or any language, then they could have come to a state of peace. That's a good example. Speaking, acting, doing, making, moving things is all very superficial. And in the same way, if you look at the ocean, you'll see waves are actually on the surface. This mixture of wind and current. makes the waves. And they are surface. If you have ever gone skin diving, anyone has gone under the water with some air or even the plastic tube. Yeah? Anyone done that? Oh, a few people. It's completely different. You know, just 1 meter, maybe not 1 meter, but certainly 3 meters below the surface, everything is absolutely still. So on the top there may be a storm, but 3-4 meters below the storm, just everything is absolutely still. So I want you to think of a situation where you became, you know, upset, or you started to shake internally, or you started to question, why is this happening? What is this that is happening? And this is quite often, right, in our lives. Would you agree? This happens often, that something surprises us, yeah? And you think, the definition of someone who has anxiety, and we can see this growing in the world very much, I think since the pandemic especially, anxiety has grown 50%. If you have friends who are psychologists, they will tell you. An anxious person, one of the definitions is that they worry chronically. They think about things that are upsetting or worrying, let's say every day for 6 months. Then they have what's called the general anxiety syndrome. And then it has many, many manifestations. But a normal person, if there's any such thing as a normal person, something happens, and if you analyze their thinking, something surprising happens, then there's a shake, a lot of thoughts. What is this? What is going on? What to do? And then after a short time, they go back to normal. An anxious person, they get shaken and they stay shaken for a longer time. So, and an angel does not shake. Immediate adjustment. So just let's now think of a situation that may have that sort of shook us a little bit. Can you think of a situation recent? Maybe on your journey here. Maybe your bag didn't come, for example. There's someone from Argentina, his bag hasn't shown up yet. At least until yesterday when I saw Moira. But if, let's just think about something that was recent and that was sort of unexpected. Have you thought about something? Actually, I told that brother to do that. No. But just go inside. Let's experience a little bit. Just go inside and put yourself in front of that situation again. Just what happened? Where did it happen? Who were you with? What exactly happened? What were the ingredients? And you notice there are two places to be. You can be in the world, interacting with others, interacting with the situation, just going along and thinking what you have to do, maybe saying things, maybe complaining. But there's a deeper state. A deeper state. In which you just observe that. For example, this noise is going on. Someone's hammering. It's a good example. But whoever is hammering is probably not aware that there's a class going on. Maybe someone should tell him. But it's actually just sound. It's just sound. Some molecules are bashing against each other. So I can put myself at a distance. Oh, someone is hammering. Someone is helping maintain this place, probably, which is good. But I am in a deeper state, just observing. So I see the situation I just remembered. I can send good vibrations to the people involved. It actually was really not much at all. Myself and others were acting according to our sanskars. Most souls are completely at the mercy of whatever sanskars they have. So you really can't blame people for being one way or the other. Just think about it. But say your reaction was one of surprise, one of thinking, one of being shaken. And probably, if you're easily shaken, you haven't developed your stability yet to the extent that Baba wants. There's some insecurity. That's why you question things. But if you look at things from a long distance, you can see that everything was accurate. This is probably the biggest lesson of being able to calm your mind. As our brother Brijmonbhai, he said recently, that mistakes are mistakes, but in fact they are correct according to drama. What is correct, and what is incorrect is also correct. Just think about it. Just stay with Baba. Imagine that situation. And since you're seeing it from Baba's perspective, you see the acting out of sanskars, your own and others. It's not a big deal. It's just a small thing. So let's come out of that now. I want you to sit with someone who speaks your own language, if that's possible. It may require moving around. Don't sit in the middle alone, but find someone. Make a pair with someone, maybe a group of three or so, that will work. But move closer to others. Come on, are you people sitting in the middle without anyone near you? Go closer to someone. Does everyone have someone near? And overcome your laziness. I don't want to move. Too much work. But you can make a group of three if you want. Okay, good. Say hello. Who are you? What are you doing here? Okay. So, okay, we can do something. I just wanted to move you closer to each other and to introduce you. Okay? So let's take up a topic. There are three steps in our progress. One is to understand things. It's obviously not enough. People understand that they shouldn't smoke cigarettes, yet they still do, right? First step is to understand. What understanding is to sort of to be able to work out and identify the situation or the information that you're receiving. It's a very good example, actually, of what we're talking about. To understand, someone is hammering. They must be fixing something. They must be fixing something because it was broken. where it needs to be reinforced. And if it needs to be reinforced, it will make this place stronger. If it makes this place stronger, it's good for us, right? So, congratulations. Maybe in the future, we should arrange for them not to be banging while there's a class on. But it may be difficult to do that now, right? So, just imagine. Understand. I did do a talk on a similar topic, how to remain calm in the chaos in Chile. And in the middle of the talk, there was an earthquake. Not a tremor, an earthquake. 7 point something. Everything. And of course, the people in the audience and me, we became sort of, what is going on? This is an earthquake. This is nothing. This is nothing. But you see, my first action is to understand. And what I had to understand was this. Half of the people got up and ran out of the room. The other half stayed. And I wanted to understand why they stayed. Why didn't you run out? I asked. They said, because we're in a wooden building. I said, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Apparently wooden buildings are more flexible than brick buildings. Brick buildings fall down. Wooden buildings sort of go like this. So I understood something, which made things, okay, probably better to stay here sitting. And I said, yes, sir, okay, let's everyone meditate until all the shaking stops, because there are aftershocks as well. But instead of panicking, which half of the people did, I chose to understand. And someone in the front said, well, this building won't fall, so probably we are safer here. Okay. Fine. So in the same way, what's hammering? What is a drill making noise or a saw making noise compared to an earthquake? It's not much at all. Thank you. And the second step, if I've understood something, the second step is to practice what I understand. So ever since that situation, anything bigger or anything smaller was, you know, pretty much easy to practice being stable, no matter what's going on. No matter what is going on. What goes on is not necessarily what we want to happen. But what goes on is what goes on. And I have to adjust. Okay? The third step is to practice. So understand and... Sorry, the second step is to experience the understanding. And the third step is to practice. So, let's understand how the soul works and what sanskars have to do with all of this. Whatever we think, we know, comes from the action of our sanskars. which are recorded in us. So if I have a sort of an unstable nature, an unstable behavior, it's because my sanskars are provoking or creating that. And they come from many births. If you get upset, there's a whole history of that. And so the way around this is to understand that, wait a minute, I am the sole master of my sanskars. I'm not a soul who is just a slave to my sanskars. You got it? So let's go into a state of soul consciousness. Just, you can do this maybe by looking at your hands. Look at your hands. These hands, of course, are my instruments to do things. With these hands, I can do very creative things. I can paint pictures, I can play music, I can do so many creative things. But with these same hands, I can become angry. I can hit someone. I can pick up something that I shouldn't pick up. So just see that there's a distance between the soul. If you start to move your fingers, okay, let's everyone move their index finger. That movement is being controlled by the soul. The soul is deciding which finger to move and how to move it. So even if I start to move my hands in any direction, I start to move my hands. So let's sort of dance with our hands for a minute. But make sure that every single movement is happening because I, the soul, am in control. I can decide to use the fingers or which finger, or I can decide what to do with them. I can pick up a pencil or a pen and write something. So I'm sending this information. Let's say, okay, you may not have a notebook with you, but if you've got a notebook, you can do it. If you don't, just do it with one finger on the palm of your hand. Write your name. Write your name. It's very interesting to think that that name is not in your pen or it's not in your finger. The name is recorded in you. The name is recorded in the soul. So when we do things, that recording, how many times have we repeated our names, our physical names? How many times in our lives? How many times have you filled in a form? Especially if you live in a very bureaucratic country, thousands, thousands. And every time you write it, bah, 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 you are reinforcing. Do you know what? You're reinforcing an illusion. Because I'm not that name. I have a name. I have something to put on the paper. But I, the soul, control that. So writing is an example of a sanskar. The information that goes into the activity is recorded in the soul. So it's another type of sanskar, which is a memory. So they come together, the ability, the skill, And the information, that's all recorded in the sanskar. So in a way, our lives are a dance between the way we do things and what we do. So, okay, just think, what is your, let's say, what is your greatest virtue? Think about it. What is your greatest virtue? I won't ask what's your greatest defect. What's your greatest virtue? Do you know? What's the best thing that you are? Do you know? Huh? Yeah? Well, you're still trying to find out. Do you know? Okay. Think about that virtue. How many births have you been practicing that virtue? Huh? Is it a new thing? It comes from some time. Can you see how that was even there when you were a young child? That was there? Something like that? So in my case, I was always fairly detached. I didn't get sort of, not my nature to get upset about anything. So that must have come from somewhere, okay? So it's in the same way you control a pen or control a finger. I control this sanskar. I can use it. Yeah? So talk to the person next to you. What is your sanskar or virtue? Which sanskar is it that you have that you consider to be useful and good? And think about how long, how important that has been to you. It's sort of one of the main things that you use to interact with the world, so it is very important, okay? So talk about what that particular sanskar is and how you control it, actually, okay? Talk. I'll give you 5 minutes for this, or ten minutes. 10 minutes, yeah. You've got some music in the background. cocoon. Okay, I'll give you another 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Okay. I'll tell you. Okay. Isn't it good to talk about virtues? Can you see that sanskar is helpful to you? It helps? Does it help you to become calm? In fact, you can use any virtue to become calm. You can use love to calm down. You can use peace to calm down. You can use joy to calm down. You especially can use understanding and of truth to calm down. Baba said yesterday in the Murli that the consciousness of I and mine lead to upheaval. Do you remember? Because since I've got this topic, I've been on the lookout. In the Mullis, what does Baba say? The consciousness of I and mine leads to upheaval. Does anyone live in a centre or go to a centre where there are absolutely no problems? Hand up. What? And can you see that this consciousness of I and mine is responsible for problems? Yeah? Have you ever been a problem? because of the consciousness of I and mine. Yeah? You don't need to put your hands up. I don't want to embarrass you. But can you see that it has been probably the biggest obstacle? And I think that we'll get that right just before the end. That everyone will come into the consciousness of we. You know, some of the original, let's say, the native cultures of many places, as far as I'm aware, they don't have the word I. I'm talking about indigenous cultures. They don't have the word I. When the Americans were taking land from the indigenous people of the United States, in the beginning they just took it and killed people. But as they advanced towards the west, they got to the last state in the northwest of the USA called Washington. And the chief of the tribes there, his name was Seattle. Thus the name of Seattle, actually, in that state. So that's the area where this chief of the tribes lived. And by then the Americans were, no, we don't want to invade and just kill people. They wanted to buy the land from the indigenous people. And Seattle could not understand. What do you mean buy? How can you sell land? Land is not ours to sell. How can we sell it? How can someone say, this is mine? Because it belongs to everyone. It belongs to us and to all of our future generations. No one owns a little plot of land. It's very different, these indigenous cultures, to the Western norm that's taken over most places. Even if you go into around rural India, you don't see fences. You just see, you know, some land being organized. You don't see barbed wire fences, right? Very rare. Because if you ask people, are you the owner of this land? They'll say, this belongs to the village. This is our hereditary land. But this I and mine has divided up everyone. And it continues dividing up people. And it's pretty ridiculous, to tell the truth. Someone who thinks that they're better than others, actually they are declaring themselves as being worse than others. Someone who says, I'm the boss, actually is saying that they are imprisoned by a role. So think about it. I want you to think, without going into details, when we share, but I want you to see yourself. Let's go into a state, have an experience. You've understood the idea, right? How I and my creates problems, as Baba said. Okay, understood? Okay, just think about yourself. The last time that you saw an obstacle being created by yourself or others because of too much I and mine, maybe you didn't get over it yet, but now's the chance. If others do like that, I don't have to do like that. I have to create this consciousness of we. an hour. This is, we are together, we are united. This is our center, this is our service. Just put yourself in that mental position. No one is better than anyone else, just different. No one is worse than anyone else, just different. Just feel that you are sitting with Baba, and Baba never forgets this. This is exactly what he wants us to understand. If I and mine create upheaval, as he said yesterday, how does us or we together and our work together with Baba, how does that help? Think about something you could do to overcome either your own I and my, or to help diminish the I and my that happens in your place of service. What do you think you could do? Together with Baba, okay? Just sit there with Baba. You see the situation. What sort of energy do you think you need? Doesn't matter what people are doing, if they are like that or not. But what's your job? What do you think you could do practically to help? Just see yourself as the embodiment of solutions. Baba has sent you there to help to create this consciousness of we and our. What do you think you could do? In the place of service. Because obviously Baba was talking about the context of Brahmins together. Okay? What do you think your job is? Okay, share with your friend or the one that you're sitting with or the one or two that you're sitting with. What do you think you could do? Coming from a state of understanding and having been sent there by Baba to help, what do you think you could do? Maybe we need to think about it a bit, so use the traffic control just to think a bit more.
ये संगम का स्वर्णिम युग है। युग का अंत अब आया है, विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे। पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना की रणभेरी अब फिर बजती है।
शिव बाबा के ज्ञान से फिर माया को मार भगाना है।
शिव पिता को अब याद करो, सतयुग में अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें जाना है।
Okay, what do you think you could do to help make your place or your service upheaval free using this consciousness we just talked about? Please share. Okay, I'll give you 2 more minutes. Okay, can we start concluding our conversation? We can move on to something else. Okay. Did you solve the question? Did you solve the problem? Or did you move closer to the solution? Yeah. Okay, I've got one more thing, and let's see how good we are. Just, obviously you were talking about some situation, right? It's probably some karmic arrangement. Is that right? You were thinking about a situation that needs to be solved. Is that right? Okay, there are 3 things that we can do to not get affected by the upheaval. First is use jnana. See the situation through the eyes of jnana. The third eye. What's going on? There's some speaking and doing and things that are creating a little bit of confusion. But at a deeper level, there are the sanskars interacting with each other. And at an even deeper level, there are probably some karmic accounts as well. So why are you in that place? Why are you in that situation? Do you see the people that you're with in your place as the ones with whom you reached perfection last cycle? Probably not, right? But that's the truth, right? So see, use jnana to see the situation and to define it. Use Baba's eyes. Baba, what's going on here? This. Don't use your own mind to judge it. Use jnana. Second thing. Bring up the same feelings of benevolence that Baba has. Baba's purely and 100% benevolent always. For him, everything is a scene of an eternal drama. And every child is a good child. He would say, you are good, and the situation is good because there's benefit in it, to understand. So, feelings of benevolence. Baba's together with you and you're looking at the situation with that great feeling of benevolence. And the last thing is, and this is probably more difficult, try to go back to your incorporeal state, because in the incorporeal state there's absolutely no movement even. There's no thought, so therefore there's no upheaval. I'm just a tiny point of light. How come I'm connected with people and things in a way that makes me forget that I'm just this tiny point of light? So those three things. Use gyan to adjust yourself. Bring up the feelings of benevolence that Baba has towards everyone and everything. And thirdly, become more incorporeal, and then you'll move away from any disturbance. So let's practice that for a few minutes. Okay? Don't need to take notes. Just give value. Baba has given me knowledge. Knowledge, in fact, is what most connects me with Baba. He came here to explain things because we did not know. And as true, Baba said once, it's because of what I know that I am the ocean of love. So if I go deeper into appreciating the knowledge that Baba gives me, just do that now. Wow, what do I know? I know the soul. I know the history. I know others. I know why people behave the way they do. Maybe not the details, but the principle. People act according to the influence of their own sanskars. Me too. So what great knowledge do I have? I can use it to understand any situation. So I've brought the situation into terms of knowledge. Any situation. You can do this maybe homework here for the ones that are going to stay here. Pick any situation. First of all, write it down in terms of knowledge. What's really going on? Secondly, bring up those feelings of benevolence that Baba has taught us. So in this moment, let's all feel very, very extremely benevolent. And you can see how the waves of benevolence just calm everything down. So gyan calms me down because I understand. Baba's feelings of benevolence calm me down because they calm the situation down. And thirdly, let's just become, okay, this is going on, gyan is there, benevolence is there, but now I move back even further. I'm just an incorporeal soul, a tiny point of light. Beyond all of these things. So if I have the awareness of what I am and what Baba is for me and what Baba can do through me, that's the sort of awareness that I need. Then I can go beyond actually thinking too much. If I become the embodiment of awareness first, I don't need to do meditation by creating thoughts. I just have to continue with the awareness. So just stay very silent and still, very beyond, and you'll see that there's actually no disturbance. In fact, all of the knocking has stopped. Okay, so... let's come back to the moment here in the hall. Okay. So what's next? That's what Baba used to ask sometimes. And Muni would stand up and tell Baba what was going on, right? Who were the people there? Yeah. But I need to, you need a mic. I can't hear you. This lovely brother from Darwin, right?
Now in Sunshine Coast.
Where?
Now move to Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast, Australia. Lovely yeah. place.
Yeah, first I was there, yeah.
Hmm?
When I met you last time, I was there in Darwin.
In Darwin, right.
Yeah, yeah. So the question is, if I don't know Spanish language and someone, and you are speaking in Spanish, and if I don't understand, does it mean I lack yoga power?
No. Nothing to do with it. The thing is that you can pick up feelings and you're probably more open to understand someone if you are more soul conscious. Because the soul is trying to communicate and is frustrated by the limitations of language. So, if you really want to communicate, you'll probably understand. Yesterday was a very funny scene in Vaikunth, the building where I was down in Shantivan. I left to go for Amrit Vela, and when I came back, the door was locked from the inside, and there's no one. There's no one in the room. So obviously, somehow or the other, when I shut the door, the latch jiggled across and locked itself. And all of these brothers start to come. It was like 4 or 5 in the morning. They start to shake the door. They start to try to break the door down and, you know, making, and everyone's coming out of their rooms like you see sometimes in a hotel. What's going on, you know? So 7 or 8 people turned up. What are you trying to do? They're trying to break the door down. Okay. I was not very comfortable with all of the noise that they were making. Some people have a rest after Amrit Vela, I think. And I, after some time trying to break the door, couldn't understand the brothers. They couldn't speak English. So, and they were a little bit upset by the upheaval. Others became upset because of the upheaval. But I looked at it. I said, what is this thing? So, I found a coat hanger, opened it up. They used the coat hanger to put their hand in through the window and turn the light on. So I was telling them, no, you have to straighten the, it's not long enough, just open it out, a wire coat hanger, open it out and then you can, we put the light on. Then I looked at the window frames. Trying to understand what's the best way to get in. And I just noticed that the frame of the window, the metal bars actually, had 6 screws, right? So I just, sign language. And then I made the sign, have you got a screwdriver, right? It's a very difficult word. I don't even know what it is in Hindi, screwdriver. So I made the sign. And one brother understood, but they didn't have a screwdriver. And that was more confusion. Then someone who from my region speaks Spanish. Yeah. He came along and said, I've got a screwdriver. He went and got it, opened the thing, and we took the frame out, reached around and opened the door. And the brothers, they were making so much confusion, right? But it was a relatively simple thing. So if you have the will to communicate and you have the need to communicate, you can. Okay? Even if you don't understand the language. So that's really soul consciousness making things happen. Anything else? Don't be shy. I can't hear you. And the translators won't be able to hear you at all. But say your name and where you're from also. It'd be nice.
Om Shanti. My body's name is Anurag. I am from Bharat. Yes, I live in Delhi. But I travel between Delhi and London quite often.
Okay.
Because of work. You gave us a very beautiful perspective of how I can use my virtue to calm down any upheaval, especially my vices. What is the... And I understand this interaction with the sister here made it very easy and simple, looks very easy. But when I go back to Lokic world, in my professional world, sometimes it gets diluted and then you forget. So how do I simplify it, keep this in my mind, and how do I remember it? How do I practice it? How do I be in that consciousness of yes?
Well, in your question, you gave part of the answer. Don't forget. Obviously, if you forget, you're lost. You're back to where you were. But also be determined that you can interact with anything in a more elevated way. Always. You can understand things from a different perspective. The Lokic world is pretty confused, right? And there's a lot of influences. The vibrations are not the best. Wherever you are, in the traffic or in your work situation, the people that you're interacting with, they're not soul conscious. On the contrary, pretty body conscious and going about their things in their own way. But you can always interact with others from a more elevated perspective. And that's the thing that you should not forget. It's possible. You can. And when you start to have a little bit of success, you get some more confidence that it is possible. You don't need to react in the way that you used to. And this is the thing that not only helps you, but actually teaches others. Because if something bad happens, people lose their heads very quickly. And pretty much standard behavior is to, you know, get upset. But if suddenly you don't get upset, even though the provocations are very strong, you actually help yourself and help everyone by giving the example. Okay?
Thank you, Brother Gen. This was really, really good session, right? What do you think?
In spite of the knocking?
Huh?
In spite of the hammers?
Yes, that was perfect drama. And I have to say
wasn't
that...
wasn't perfect drama, sorry. It's we need to negotiate something better. Hmm. That's all, for the next time. It's already happened, it's perfect, but for the next time we don't want it to be as perfect as that, right?
Yes. We will make sure that will happen.
Oh, pardon?
New air conditioner for us, what they are doing.
Are they putting in new air conditioning? That's what I said. I don't know what it is, but I know that it's going to be beneficial, right? That's it.
So let's have a beneficial 1 minute of silence.
Sure. Everyone's in a good mood now. You won't get upset for the next 24 hours, okay? Okay? Yeah, well, after that you have to renew the contract with Baba, but at least 1 day, 24 hours, no one gets upset about anything. And then tomorrow, after 24 hours, renew it. Okay, Om Shanti.